The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
New restrictions on STRs, bond issues get voters to the polls, and Wings tickets take off. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens. After years of complaints and debates, Plano has finally taken action on short-term rentals, approving a ban on new ones. Here's KRLD's Kurt Lewis.
This issue's been hanging fire in Plano for quite a while, but last night the Plano City Council enacted a ban on new short-term rentals of the Vrbo and Airbnb types. Most of those who spoke to the council were in favor of the ban, like Catherine Parker.
Neighborhoods thrive because of the people who live there. Short-term rentals are not neighbors. They are empty houses owned by investors.
But a group of STR owners, represented by Corey Reinecker, who argues this should be a matter of personal freedom.
We support the fundamental right of Plano residents, protected by the Texas Constitution, to rent space within their primary residence for any length of time.
In the end, the council Monday night approved a ban on all STRs in single-family neighborhoods, but they will be allowed in commercial areas with on-site management. From the 24-hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Early voting is underway across Texas and runs through April 30th. KRLD's Alan Skaya reports bond issues are driving voters to the polls.
Dallas County has 1.4 million registered voters. About 3,600 came out yesterday on the first day of early voting. The city of Dallas wants voters to approve a bond with 10 parts totaling more than $1 billion. The Salmon Center for the Arts' Joanna St. Angelo says $75 million would pay for repairs at 15 city-owned cultural and arts facilities without increasing the tax rate.
This is a historic level of support for the arts, more than any other bond program in the history of Dallas.
4,500 of Tarrant County's 1.3 million registered voters have come out. Fort Worth also has a bond that would increase the hotel occupancy tax to pay for improvements at the convention center. And regardless of where you live, all counties post early voting locations, and you can look up sample ballots to see if you've got a council member or issue to decide. From the 24-hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
Meanwhile, in Argyle, voters are deciding on a $512 million school bond package. The proposed bond would help build a new high school, new middle school, new elementary school, and buy new land for future development. Argyle School Superintendent Dr. Courtney Carpenter says the bond is needed to keep up with the growing community.
The district is projected to enroll over 8,050 students by the 2028-29 academic year and double its current student enrollment as it surpasses more than 10,000 students within 10 years.
The bond would keep the current property tax rate in place. In Mansfield, the school district is asking voters to approve five bonds totaling $777 million. The biggest one is almost $585 million for school renovations and equipment purchases. The district is also asking for $85 million for improvements to its fine arts and athletic complexes and $53 million for the third phase of its multi-purpose athletic complex. Election Day is Saturday, May 4th. In other news, a Cedar Hill man has pleaded guilty to murdering a man in a fight outside of an uptown Dallas bar. And as KRLD's LP Phillips reports, the victim's mother is steaming over the penalty.
41-year-old Marcus Branch now admits he shot and killed Jerry and Maxie outside the sidebar on Howell Street in Dallas in 2022. The two men had been in an argument. His penalty? 5 years in prison. That outrages Maxie's mother, Elaine Williams, who says the sentence shows, and these are her words, a dog's life is more important than her son's. She faced Branch in court during a victim impact statement.
I told him that he took the most important thing of my life. He took my other heartbeat. I mean, he listened. You know, he was saying yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, whether he had regrets or not, I don't know. But, I mean, I told him that somebody that I would never see again.
Branch had claimed he shot Maxie in self-defense because Maxie had hit him. From the 24-hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A legal battle is taking shape over the lack of air conditioning in Texas prisons. Here's KRLD's Chris Fox.
Just over 30% of Texas prisons have full air conditioning. Prison rights advocates filed a complaint calling it cruel and unusual punishment. They claim temperatures often hit 120 degrees. They've joined a federal lawsuit originally filed by Bernie Teed, a convicted murderer who inspired the movie Bernie. They're asking a federal judge to find the Texas prison system's excessive heat policy unconstitutional, requiring them to maintain temperatures between 65 and 85 degrees. degrees. Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Work has begun on a center to provide mental health care to people in need. KRLD's Kristen Yates reports it's being built in Uvalde.
Governor Abbott says this will serve kids and adults in 32 Texas counties, many of them rural. It's been almost 2 years since 19 kids and two teachers were killed at Robb Elementary by an 18-year-old former student. The facility will provide both critical and outpatient mental health care, also accepting walk-ins and drop-offs from law enforcement. Funding for the so-called Uvalde Behavioral Health Campus was approved the last legislative session through HB 1 and SB 30. Construction will start this summer, and the campus should be ready to open by next summer. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
As the popularity of women's basketball continues to soar, the WNBA's Dallas Wings has announced that they have completely sold out of their season ticket memberships for this season. In fact, they've had to start a season ticket wait list. The Wings say this has been a banner season for ticket sales, with revenue up 220%. Team is also expected to announce multiple individual game sellouts in the coming days. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.